And very important also, one aspect that we wanted to discuss is the Islamic way of slaughtering which Allah has given us. And when this is ordained by Allah Ta'ala and then executed by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is enough for a mu'min to understand there is nothing more superior. There can't be anything, no matter what can be proved or whatever, but the way which Allah has ordained and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughtered and taught us to slaughter, there can be no way better than that. That is the greatest way. And we don't need any proof or anything, but unfortunately our iman is very weak also. And when the West particularly, or the enlightened world, when they tell us that this is the best way, then we accept it wholeheartedly. But when we know it is the Islamic way, then perhaps we still have some doubts. So in Germany, they had done extensive tests to see that in which way does the animal get the most pain and in which way does the animal get the least pain. This article is available very easily, and they put electrodes on the brains of the animal, and then they slaughtered the animal and they stunned the animal. And very sadly, there are other different ways also of killing animals. One terrible way which Maulana Mazhar Sahib explained to us is that some people, especially when they want to kill, take the life of a pig, it's also Allah's creation. It's haram for us to eat, but it's also Allah's creation. They take a poker, an iron rod, make it red hot in the fire, and from the back of the animal, they push it through into the animal. And in this way, they kill that animal. So that it is haram for us, we don't have that, but that's not the way to go about. Some people just take a chopper and chop the neck off. All that is totally wrong. We know that we slaughter, and we slaughter the throat. At the throat we slaughter. And that slaughtering also should not be how we slice bread, for example, or how we saw wood, and our hand goes as far as the least, if we take one clear cut if we can. Otherwise, the least possible. We should just slit it one time. And there are four things that have to be cut. Two veins that carry blood, and one the food pipe, and one the water air pipe. So that is what we have to, out of the four, we should try and slaughter all four. And it's not difficult. If we just would force, give one cut, and then one at the bottom, one on this side, then all four get cut. And that is the best. But at least three must be cut. And just now also, those people explained in Germany, where they did this test, they explained that when the person slaughters the animal, then the first thing that gets cut are the nerves which carry pain to the brain. So they get cut, so now no pain is carried to the brain. Now that animal doesn't feel pain after that. To us it seems that when the animal is kicking its legs, a fowl, its wings, etc., it's suffering very badly. But how beautifully it explained, which is so logical also, and we should all the time remember we don't need this explanation. For a believer, what Allah has said, that is finished, absolute, there is nothing better than that. But for explaining today how many people, what doubts they have got, so to explain to them. So when we slaughter, and first of all the pain is cut out. They measured it on the electrodes that there is the least pain in this method. And then when the blood vessels are cut, so now no blood is going to the brain. And the other nerves which run at the back, so a lot of the spine, here at the back, most of the nerves run here at the back. So the nerves carrying still messages from the brain are still operating. So they give the heart a message, because the heart is a pump that pumps blood to all the parts of the body. And also, when we slaughter and we lay the animal down, so now the blood flows easily to the head also. As ulama has explained, what the best way to get blood to the brain and to the face is when a person is in sajda. Because now the chest is higher up, and for the pump, for the heart to pump downwards is very easy. Like this, when we are sitting up down, we are walking, standing, to pump upwards, it's the gravity works also, so it's not so easy. So, Oliver has explained also that if a woman wants beauty and she knows that when more blood comes to the face, there is more beauty, he will spend more and more time in sajda. If a person wants intelligence in the brain and the brain to function properly, he will spend more and more time in sajda. Because it is only in sajda that a person's head is at the bottom, the pump is on top and it pumps more. So, and also how beautifully they said, the only other way, if you want blood in your coming to your face and to your head, then you must hang yourself upside down. Where Allah has given us a beautiful way of such a total submission to Allah. And what benefits Allah has kept. So when the animal is lied down, instead of the animals which are going on a conveyor belt, etc., or any other way, in this way how the animal is put down, that is the way of the most dignity for the animal also. And Allah has taught us also where the ayat of slaughtering are. Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that those people who show ihsan, kindness, even when you take life, then take it in a nice way. And Allah loves those people who do that. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, don't give the animal more than one death. In other words, you show it the knife before time. He sees the other animals that have been slaughtered, they also have got brains, and it's many manifest they have got brains. The food is lying, they go, they look for the food, they know where it is, etc. Somebody throws stones at them, they go away. They also understand, but their brains are small, but they have got brains also. So when that animal, when the throat is slit, and now the blood comes out there, and the nerves which are at the back are still working, they send message to the heart that the brain says, I need blood. So the heart works more harder to give her blood. So as it pumps more, and also then the legs start shaking all, because now must give more blood. All the legs, the wings of the fowl, etc. Why they shake so much violently? All in obedience of the brain that we must send blood. They are like soldiers of an army, and what command came, they fulfill those commands. So they send the blood. But all that blood comes out here. And medically also it has been proven, the best meat is best meat tasting. The most tastiest meat is the meat in which there is no blood. All the blood has come out. And the most healthiest meat is that in which there is no blood. All the blood has come out. So blood carries impurities all, so it all comes out. When, and opposite to that, in stunning, all the blood remains in the animal. If you slaughter after stunning, a trickle of blood comes out. When you slaughter like that, we all know how that blood shoots out. And it carries on, and that is why also, don't start skinning the animal immediately, etc. Give it while to cool down, that it becomes cold. In other words, all the blood comes out. We also notice that at the beginning, a lot of blood comes out, then it sort of eases, then again blood starts flowing. So how much more people, like the ZCC people, many places people have reported that they come and look for what they call halal, this kind of slaughtering. Because they say that meat is very tasty, and it is very healthy. It is where all the blood has gone out. And with the other forms of slaughtering, that blood remains inside. And that is most unhealthy. So this is the way that Allah Ta'ala has taught us, and the most perfect way. And we should not have any reservations, any inferiority complex, anything that what Allah has taught us, they can't be more better than that. That is the most perfect way. So Allah Ta'ala has given us, so we should observe that. And this is not only from our side, but like last year, the SPCA, they do their checks on each day, wherever animals are slaughtered. When they came here at the back and they saw, they were very, very impressed. And these that wish to read this out, and anyone wants to get a copy, can get it from the office for Speaker Maulana Mansoor, where a certain etiquettes are written of how it should be, how animals should be slaughtered. They actually took the photo and they were so impressed that these standards, we also don't have the standards. What out that we don't observe them. If we observe them and people see Islam and see how Muslims are taught, then we will, and if we practice, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali used to say, people have heard a lot about Islam. They have read a lot about Islam. They want to see Islam. And unfortunately, Maulana Ubaidullah Balyawi Rahmatullah Ali writes that today we give a complete wrong picture of Islam. We are the biggest blockages for Islam because of our character, our attitude, and we don't have to look far. Just look in the house, how we treat our wives, how we treat perhaps even the children, how we treat them. And they also feel that Islam, what kind of a Muslim is this? He may be a Maulana also, he may be a Sufi also, a Tablighi also. Is this what your Sheikh teaches you? Is this what you learned in your course of becoming an alim? So all this, Allah give us tawfiq, we are still very far from it. But that Islam comes into our lives. And then even just the mere slaughtering, if we do it correctly, it will have such a great effect. So a few etiquettes we will read. One is, let the animal lay facing towards the Qibla. That is also one very important thing. And it also shows a lot of respect also we are doing, and we face the Qibla. Ensure that the knife is sharp. And don't sharpen the knife, it may be written here at the back, in front of the animal. Then you are giving that animal two deaths. One, when he sees the knife, it becomes taken aback. And when you're slaughtering another death again, do not slaughter in the presence of other animals. That is also very important. And Allah give us tawfiq. Wherever we are slaughtering, we observe these. Where perhaps five, six slaughterers, and one is slaughtering here, one is slaughtering there, and in front of one another, the animals should not be slaughtered. There should be some cover or something. Do not cause the animal any undue pain. And that it will be explained just now. Correct the intention of sacrifice before slaughtering. Sometimes also the animal is down now. We got the knife, now we are reading our long du'as. We should do all that before. Our intention, everything. As soon as the animal is put down, without wasting time, we should slaughter it. We shouldn't waste time then, and the poor animal is under pressure, is under tension. How much Islam is thought of those animals? And another very important thing, Qurbani animals are a shi'ar, a great sign of Islam amongst the shi'ar. So to respect and just to look at, we pass, alhamdulillah, today everywhere, where in Azad lands, Joburg, wherever you go, lot of animals, Qurbani animals. We should look at them with love and with respect, though they are ones that are going to be sacrificed for Allah. And we should think, I can't be sacrificed, these animals are going to give their lives. If I become a martyr, what a great thing. So the animal is giving its life, is prepared to give its life. And not only give its life, when Nabi Ali Salat was slaughtering, the camels were like vying with one another to come forward to be slaughtered. Because that is what Allah has put in there. So we should have like this respect and honor and the greatness of these animals. Don't just pass them by like that, but have that what great, these are those animals that are going to be slaughtered in the name of Allah. People who slaughter in the name of idols or buzurgs, how they show respect to that animal. That is haram totally. This is for Allah's sake. So how much respect we should show. Then the animals should be fed properly if they have been acquired some time before slaughter. Very important also, don't let the animals go without water, without feed, etc. They must be looked after properly, they must be given their food properly. The knife must not be sharpened in the presence of the animal. It should be sharpened properly, very properly. Don't slaughter with a blunt knife. Don't slaughter with a knife that is the chipped a bit. With a nice, proper knife, and we should sharpen it properly and do it before time, or if we keep on sharpening as we are busy working. They have a different place to slaughter it, not in front of the animal. The animal to be slaughtered should not see the blood of the previously slaughtered animal. It has to be washed away. So if we are slaughtering in a hole, then the stand that we took out, just keep it nearby somewhere in a bucket or whatever. And once you have slaughtered, put some sand over. Cover that blood up. So the next animal comes, then there isn't that blood there. An animal taken for slaughtering should not be laid past animals which are being skinned. They don't let the animals see those other animals which are being skinned also. They have a different route for them, and this is a different place where we slaughter them. All these, Allah give us tawfiq, and what errors we have made, may Allah forgive us, and we try our best to come out. If we can't come out of it all one time, but we work towards it. If this year it is too late to make our arrangements accordingly, then we do make tawbah istighfar, and we make dua to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for us, and how our intention is, Allah will make it accordingly easy. When we have that determination, we want to do it correctly, Allah helps that person also. A person who's got a debt, owing people money, and is determined to pay them, it comes in the hadith, Allah helps him. Okay? And that is in fact one way to become rich. Because Allah won't only help you till you pay the debt and now He'll stop helping you. He'll keep on giving you. So then you'll become a rich man. But we feel that if I pay the debt, then so much money will go there. No, make of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has said that today people don't want to give loans to one another. We all say go to the bank, which is also totally wrong. Why more Hazrat Shaykh said? Because people don't repay properly. They don't fulfill their promises, the time they have to repay again. And Hazrat said that if you have promised, you can ask for respite. But better, even sell you some things, unnecessary things you got. Hazrat said to this extent, sell some necessary thing also, but pay on time. Then see how Allah Ta'ala's help will come. So Allah give us tawfiq for this, that we arrange our slaughtering, make the arrangements for according to this. And after all, our gardens, our yards, etc., garages, wherever we're slaughtering, the more important thing is the Islamic aspect. Not all the beauty of our garden and all the cleanliness of the tiles and all that. How Islamic things we can do. Our home should be planned Islamically. Parda becomes easy. When we have open kitchen scheme, open this, open that, parda becomes difficult. But if the house is planned properly, very easy. The woman on one side, man on one side, no problem. Everything is done so easily. So Allah give us tawfiq in everything. We see it with an Islamic eye. Our toilets, now one is the toilet has got the shower, has got the wuzukhana with the toilet. One is it's planned, the toilet is one side. Now you can read your duas when you are making wuzu. But now the toilet and the place of wuzu is in the same place. Now it becomes difficult to read the du'as. The animal should be caught and brought only when the slaughterer is ready for slaughtering. Not when usually the workers grab hold of the animal well in advance. They hold the animal captive while the slaughterer is still engaged in slaughtering other animals. Allah save us from all this. Allah give us tawfiq to do it correctly. While that animal is being slaughtered, this animal is brought and it's seeing its brother being slaughtered there. What a sad thing. That is not the way of us as Muslims, ummatis of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the slaughterer is actually ready, then the animal should be brought and read your du'as quickly, read it, finish before. Read the du'as, very important also. And then slaughter. The animal may not be dragged or cruelly handled when bringing it to the point of slaughter. Many times the children also, they take advantage, they play like with the animal. With dignity and respect, how much we can, we bring the animal. Not dragging it, not like poking it and making. And also when trying to catch the animal, we should try and make an effort that we don't exhaust the animal. Sometimes the animal is running around, when we are running after it and the animal gets exhausted, that animal is in fact not good, even not for qurbani, any consumption. When an animal is exhausted like that, then the emotions and the whole system of the animal, the farmers also, non-Muslim farmers, they also wear, sometimes it happens the animal ran away. And you're running after, and the animal is running, and people are running after it. They say, this animal, don't slaughter it now. Leave this animal. We will give you another one. Until it again gets its cool and it's come back to its temperament. Then it can be used. Otherwise, such an animal is not good for eating also. So also in that we should think, usually these animals, when they are brought in the trucks, especially chicken, and how they are kept there, when they are loaded off, how many of them are like half dead already, before being slaughtered. And to eat that meat, anyway, whether it's been slaughtered properly or not, that's a different thing. Just to eat that meat is very unhealthy then. But unfortunately, we are consuming this day, all our meat is like that. We are consuming, then we wonder all how many people sick, getting sick all the time, what we are eating all the time. And worse than that is when we go and eat out at restaurants, etc. It wasn't long ago when in Saudi people were arrested for selling rotten meat to the restaurant. And then they just cook it nicely, put some nice flavoring and all the spices, and everyone enjoys the delicious meat. But it was rotten meat. And we just don't think, and what do we eat? This was not anything hidden, it was headlines in the Saudi papers. Allah protect us, inshallah. The animal should be laid down horizontally facing the Qibla. The slaughterer too must face the Qibla. So put it in such a way that the animal is facing Qibla, we are also facing Qibla. The tasmiyah must be recited on each animal. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. And try and read the full du'as which are written here. The neck of the animal should not be cut in a sawing motion. Clean cuts should be effected. Just find one cut if possible. If not, then just a little bit more, as less as possible. We shouldn't go, sometimes we want the woman to slaughter, and they like slicing bread. They're going up and down, causing undue stress to the animal. And also, it's not written here, but with sheep and that, it doesn't usually happen. Don't cut the whole head off. When you're slaughtering a chicken, then many times it happens, especially you use a nice strong knife, and you've got a strong hand, the whole head gets cut off. That should not be done, and the reason for that is the nerves which are at the back, which are sending the message that I want blood the brain. You have cut that also off. Now that message doesn't go to the parts of the body, the heart, and then blood remains in that animal. So only the throat should be slit with that four vessels. And for a minimum, three of them must be cut. Animals should not be skinned while there is any sign of visible life in them. Leave them, give them their time. We don't have to break records. We finished in 15 minutes skinning the animal. In 2 hours, we finished with 8 animals. We don't need records like that. We're not going to have it entered in the Guinness Book of Records that so many animals we did. So give it its time so that all that blood comes out. Then he who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يَرْحَمْ. So we should show mercy, even Islam has taught us, even to animals. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, doing good to others, all of it will be rewarded. For everything that has got a liver, that has got a heart, a living thing, whether it's a chicken, you show kindness to it, you will be rewarded for that also. Whether it is a kitten, whether it is a puppy, you mustn't keep puppies as pets or anything, but some puppy is suffering, it hasn't got water, we showed some kindness, we gave it some food, great ibadah it is. Our Islam teaches us that. So this qurbani, and then there are other aspects also. Some people feel, why slaughter? We can give the money to the poor, they can use it. Those are other, all aspects. Ulama have given the answers. Kitabs are, mashallah, translated in English. They are available. We should try and read them and get the understanding. So our Islamic slaughtering is the best way of slaughtering. Allah Ta'ala make it that we understand and do it properly in that way. And then that meat also, becomes much more healthy also, much more tastier also. And with the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we will be establishing, and through this the da'wah of Islam will also grow. So Allah Ta'ala save us, that all what is great ibadah, it is a very great ibadah.